In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Bundle up. It's going to be the coldest day since March. Some areas will even see light snow showers. The temperatures won't get above 32 degrees with mostly cloudy skies, but it will warm up a bit over the weekend. Stay tuned to KYW News Radio for the latest weather updates every 10 minutes. The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office says the mayor of Lumberton Township has been indicted by a grand jury on child endangering and abuse charges. 46-year-old Gina LaPlaca was arrested for drunk driving on St. Patrick's Day in March. Her toddler was in the vehicle at that time. She was charged with DUI earlier this year. Her blood alcohol content was four times the legal limit. LaPlaca has now been charged with endangering the welfare of a child and child abuse. She is scheduled to be arraigned on December 8th in Superior Court in Mount Holly. LaPlaca is still the mayor of the township. For weeks, protesters from No Ice Philly have been calling on Sheriff Rochelle Bilal to do more to stop ICE activities in and around the courthouse. But during another rally outside the CJC, the sheriff's supporters pointed their fingers at the judges. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
What is ICE doing here?
Protesters gathered outside the CJC for a second time in 2 weeks to call on Sheriff Rochelle Bilal to stop ICE from arresting Philadelphians as they come and go from court. Anik Raihan is an organizer with No Ice Philly.
We are seeing ICE come here and stake out the courthouse, right, and use the lobby of the courthouse as a staging ground, follow people like up into the hallways, into the courtrooms, and then follow them out and make arrests.
Bilal's supporters say the sheriff is the wrong target. Andy Pierre was Bilal's chief campaign strategist.
Cooks County in Illinois, they banned ICE. What did they do? They petitioned the presiding judge. The presiding judge made an order, and the sheriff's enforced it.
There are things that are not in her control that we should be asking judges to do, or the mayor to do, or anybody else. We are happy to do that.
The presiding judge's office declined to comment. Protesters and Bilal supporters say they hope to meet soon because, as Bilal supporter Imam Salam Muksin says,
3-1 is 4 and 2-2 is 4. The goal is to stop this terrorizing of our citizens.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philly renters who were furloughed during the recent government shutdown are being urged to act fast in applying for a new relief program. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Mayor Parker's One Philly Federal Furlough Renter Relief Program offers up to $1,000 in rental assistance to recently furloughed federal employees. It's designed for renters with income eligibility and 100% area median income.
100% AMI for a family of four can earn up to $119,000. If you're a renter and you're a single individual, you can earn up to $83,600. So it's going to capture a great deal of people.
That's Dave Thomas, president and CEO of the Philadelphia Housing Development Corporation. He says this will be a big help for those who perhaps had to borrow money for rent or struggle to stretch their budgets.
This mayor and this administration wanted to make sure that we, unlike the federal government, that we looked out for our employees and our residents here in Philadelphia as much as we possibly could.
The program is first come, first served, and funds are limited. Applications are being accepted at phila.gov/federal-furlough-relief through December 12th. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
You can now get COVID and flu vaccines for free at Philadelphia health clinics ahead of holiday gatherings. Health officials say you should not wait because protection takes time to build, as we hear from KYW's Connor Barkon.
The Philadelphia Department of Public Health is rolling out a new citywide push to get residents protected ahead of peak respiratory virus season. Philadelphians can visit any health center for free flu shots and COVID-19 vaccinations. No appointment is required and walk-ins are encouraged.
We also want to make sure it is easy as possible to get vaccinated.
Philadelphia Health Commissioner Palak Revel Nelson announced the new initiative outside of Health Center 3 in West Philadelphia.
As we've seen over and over again, Philadelphians come together to help protect their families, loved ones, and our community. Getting your vaccine before the holidays is a great way to do that.
Those seeking vaccinations will only have to show proof of Philadelphia residency when checking in. Health department officials say the shots are safe, effective, and urge the public to get immunized ahead of a potential winter spike. Health clinic hours can be found at philly.gov/flu shot. In West Philly, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.